This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A shooter killed two people and wounded four others in a gun attack near a Kurdish cultural center in Paris on Friday. This according to the prosecutor's office. Friday's shooting and incident, as we said, took place at a local Kurdish center. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired two ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters, its latest weapons demonstration that came days after U.S. and South Korean warplanes conducted joint drills that North Korea views as an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's military said it detected the missile launches from the North's capital region Friday afternoon. The U.S. flew nuclear-capable bombers and advanced stealth jets near the Korean Peninsula for joint training with South Korean warplanes on Tuesday. South Korea's military said the drills were part of a bilateral agreement on boosting a U.S. commitment to defend its Asian ally with all available military capabilities, including nuclear. Russia's President Vladimir Putin Thursday spoke about the war in Ukraine, saying Russia wants an end to the war and all armed conflicts with diplomatic negotiations. Putin also talked about the Patriot air defense system that the United States is supplying to Ukraine, saying it was an old weapon system that Russia would be able to counter. He added it did not work like Russia's S-300 system. This is VOA News. Thousands of flights have been canceled, and homeless shelters were overflowing Thursday amid one of the most treacherous holiday travel seasons the U.S. has seen in decades. Temperatures plummeted 50 degrees Fahrenheit in some areas, and forecasters warn of an impending bomb cycle that could make conditions even worse before Christmas. U.S. President Joe Biden even warned, "This is a very serious incident and to take it seriously." French serial killer Charles Soubirage left immigration detention in Nepal on Friday, headed for Kathmandu Airport for deportation to France, police said. Earlier in the day, Soubirage was freed from jail after serving almost 20 years for murders in the 1970s.
Roads are going to be impassable or just too dangerous to be out.
I'm Mike Hempen.
In the 1970s. Almost 3 years after it was first identified in China, COVID-19 is now spreading throughout the vast country, with experts painting a grim forecast. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
An abrupt reopening in China after years of a tough zero-COVID approach has caught the nation underprepared. Many Chinese are still unvaccinated, and hospitals don't have the capacity for a large surge in cases. The opening on December the 7th came as a response to nationwide lockdown protests, as citizens were becoming fed up with increasingly limiting restrictions on their movements. Whilst it's not clear how large the current outbreak is, AP reporters have seen intensive care units overwhelmed by patients and ambulances being turned away in several cities. The sudden outbreak may cause wider complications, as expert Dr. Michael Head explains.
Typically, we've seen new variants emerge in uncontrolled outbreaks. For example, Alpha variant probably emerged here in the UK. And the Delta variant probably emerged in India, both during uncontrolled outbreaks.
I'm Karen Chamas.
China has sanctioned two U.S. individuals in retaliation for action taken by Washington over human rights abuses in Tibet, the government said Friday, amid a continuing standoff between the sides over Beijing's treatment of religious and ethnic minorities. The foreign ministry said in a statement that Todd Stein and Miles Yu Maochun, along with their close family members, would be banned from entering China. For more on these stories or any of the stories we're covering, please visit voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.